DOJ sues UCLA for allegedly maintaining hostile, anti-Semitic environment. California's largest university allegedly has continued to demonstrate deliberate indifference to discrimination against Jewish and Israeli students despite prior federal complaints of anti-Semitic activities, the Department of Justice said in a recent lawsuit. The DOJ's Civil Rights Division filed the complaint in the Central District of California Federal Court on Tuesday. The lawsuit says the University of California, Los Angeles administrators violated civil rights laws by not responding to incidents on campus. Earlier this year, we sued UCLA for subjecting its Jewish and Israeli employees to an anti-Semitic hostile work environment, Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Kay, Dillon said in a May 26th news release. Now, the Department of Justice calls UCLA to account for its toleration of the equally appalling hostile educational environment against its Jewish and Israeli students. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley for the Central District of California added, "Universities have an obligation to maintain safe and inclusive campuses for all students. Universities that violate our nation's civil rights laws by repeatedly failing to shield Jewish students from anti-Semitism will be held accountable." Federal complaints against UCLA say that following the Hamas terrorist attacks on October 7, 2023, UCLA's Jewish and Israeli students were physically assaulted, injured, excluded from campus, and deprived of educational opportunities because of their perceived Jewish or Israeli heritage. This includes an April 2024 incident in which masked demonstrators erected a campus encampment and beat Jewish and Israeli students or doused them with pepper spray. Some victims were knocked unconscious and more were blocked from entering academic buildings. University administrators showed deliberate indifference to this pervasive on-campus anti-Semitism, and UCLA then breached its federal funding contracts by certifying the school's compliance with its Title VI duties. The previous lawsuit, filed in February, followed an investigation into alleged systemic employment discrimination. That complaint also said not a single student, staff member, or faculty member was disciplined for disruptive and violent pro-Palestinian protests on campus in 2024. The Epoch Times reached out to UCLA for comment. In a March 10 statement, UCLA Chancellor Julio Frank said his institution has taken corrective measures to combat campus anti-Semitism, as noted by a recent grading upgrade from D to B on the Anti-Defamation League's anti-Semitism report card. He said a series of new policies, staff changes, and improved security measures are making a difference. "Combating anti-Semitism is a moral imperative, one rooted, for me, in personal history that makes indifference unthinkable," he said. "At UCLA, we take this work seriously. While we have made clear progress in addressing anti-Semitism, we have more to do in our shared goal of eradicating it in its entirety. Our ultimate goal is for every member of our community to feel safe, seen, and fully at home on this campus."